From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. After his drubbing in South Carolina, Mitt Romney has until January 31st to pull off a victory in Florida. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports that Romney went on the attack the minute he landed in the Sunshine State.
In Ormond Beach, a huge crowd of Romney supporters gathered outdoors at a building materials company, chanting and waving signs. Romney asked them to think about the qualities they want in a leader.
Speaker Gingrich has also been a leader. He was a leader for 4 years as Speaker of the House. And at the end of 4 years, it was proven that he was a failed leader, and he had to resign in disgrace. I don't know whether you knew that.
Then Romney went on to talk about work that Gingrich did for housing giant Freddie Mac. He told the crowd that he wants to see Gingrich's records from those days and added, Freddie Mac figured prominently into the fact that home values in Florida have gone down. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Ormond Beach, Florida.
Representative Gabrielle Giffords of Arizona says she intends to resign from Congress this week to concentrate on recovering from wounds suffered in a shooting outside a Tucson grocery store a little more than a year ago. President Obama on Sunday called Giffords the very best of what public service should be. A special election will be held in June to fill her seat. Emergency workers in Italy say there were unregistered passengers aboard the cruise liner that ran aground 9 days ago, in addition to the 20 thought missing. An official from the Department of Civil Protection, Franco Gabrielli, told a news conference about the body of an unregistered Hungarian citizen that was found.
Eight people have been identified, so we can cross them off the list. Four people have not been identified, so they stay on our list. I'm telling you this because we are still trying to understand the case of a Hungarian citizen. Her relatives say she was on the ship with a member of the crew. Obviously, this person wasn't on the list, but the Hungarian authorities haven't formally communicated that she is missing.
Divers found another body Sunday, the 13th confirmed death. Arab League foreign ministers are proposing a new unity government for Syria after an earlier peace plan failed to end 10 months of bloodshed. The Syrian government has rejected the plan. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Narvarro says the new proposal comes at a time of criticism of the League and its motives.
There are no good choices here. They have a great deal of responsibility at the moment because they have an ongoing monitoring mission there, but it's come under fierce criticism from not only Arab League members themselves, like Saudi Arabia, which withdrew its monitors, but also Syrian opposition forces who say that it's simply toothless and giving the Assad government cover to commit more atrocities against the civilian population.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Narvarro. This is NPR. The New England Patriots are headed to the Super Bowl. They will play the New York Giants, who beat the San Francisco 49ers 20-17 in overtime tonight. NPR's Mike Pesca says the Patriots barely survived a surprising Ravens team.
Baltimore's kicker Billy Cundiff lined up for an all-but-certain 32-yard field goal with seconds left. All-but-certain because Cundiff shanked it badly and sent New England to its fifth Super Bowl with Tom Brady as quarterback. Brady was actually outplayed in this game by Ravens QB Joe Flacco, who threw for over 300 yards and two touchdowns. But the Patriots gained yards on the ground when that was all the tough Raven defense offered. Also, their own defense played much better than they had through much of the year. Coach Bill Belichick hopes to win his fourth Super Bowl, which would place him alongside the Steelers' Chuck Knoll as having the most Super Bowl wins in NFL history. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Foxborough, Massachusetts.
It's the first of many events to honor former Penn State football coach Joe Paterno, students gathering on campus for a candlelight vigil. The 85-year-old Paterno died today from lung cancer. The Nittany Lions won two national championships under Paterno, who was fired last year in a sex abuse scandal involving a former assistant coach. Oscar nominations are due out Tuesday, honoring the best in motion pictures. But the Razzie nominations, picking the year's worst movies, won't be announced until April 1st. Razzie's founder John Wilson says organizers have long wanted to have their awards coincide with April Fool's Day. At the box office this weekend, the most watched movie was the vampire action saga Underworld Awakening. Red Tails was second, followed by Contraband. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.